Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center San Diego. Let's begin this morning with a word of prayer. Lord, I thank you this morning. Thank you for watching over us. In the midst of what is going on in this world, you continue to bless us and keep us and cover us with your precious blood. Lord, open up your scriptures to us today, Lord Jesus, that we may know more about you, who you are and who we are in you. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Amen. Well, yesterday we left off on chapter 20 of Exodus, and we left off on verse 13, thou shalt not kill. So we will continue on verse 14, and it says, thou shalt not commit adultery. Now, when we think of adultery, we think of adultery between man and woman, and it is the ultimate betrayal. It is allowing another individual into a couple, into a union, and you're allowing someone, a foreign something, to infiltrate into that situation and taint it. And so as we think of that with man and wife, we think of cheating, we think of you're having an affair and you allowed another individual into our lives. And so it is the same difference when you have a relationship, not same difference, but the same situation when you have a relationship with God and you allow something to infiltrate, to come in and disrupt the relationship, and that is adultery. Idols, making other things idols, putting things above God. We talked a couple of days ago about in verse 3, it says, thou shalt have no other gods before me, means in place of. You shall have nothing before me in place of me. And that is adultery, when you betray God with other things that take precedence over him. Just the same way that you betray your husband or your wife with another something or someone that takes precedence over them. That is committing adultery. And it says in verse 14, thou shalt not commit adultery. Verse 15, thou shalt not steal. You know, the enemy of our souls, his modus operandi, again, is to steal, kill, and destroy. And what is he stealing? He's stealing our beliefs, our thoughts, our joy, our hope, our views. He is stealing innocence. To go and molest a child is robbing that child of their innocence. To introduce a child to pornography is robbing that child's innocence. And this world is going to pay for that. It's going to pay for the theft of many, robbing people's minds. You know, we have things all over the medium, every form of medium, to steal, to rob. It's one thing to steal, and that's, you can't steal that either. You can't go and break into people's homes and things like that. Stealing cars, auto theft, or breaking into stores and stealing clothing and jewelry, or stealing people's ideas. Identity theft, theft of copyright theft, things that you go in, you know, intellectual property, stealing other people's secrets. That is against the law of God, and those people will pay for that. But you can also steal someone's dreams. You can steal an idea or thought of purity and honesty and goodness, and you can steal that by introducing them to evil. So parents, we have a big job. We have a big job to show our children what is right, what is honest, what is just, what is pure, what is of good report. We have an obligation to show them those things so we don't rob them of their future. Amen? So also, let's go to verse 16. It says, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. And 17 kind of runs into that. So I'm going to read that. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. You shall not bear false witness, and you shall not covet. Meaning, you shall not lie and cause someone else to be in a situation that is not honest. So you're trying to steal again. You're trying to steal a good name, and you're bearing false witness in order to keep a person down, to make yourself above them, creating lies and dishonesty. And God hates that. It's sowing discord among the brethren. So you are not to bear false witness against a person, lying and saying things about them that are not true in order for you to be above or perceived as better. You are not to do that. And you are not to covet. You are not to envy. And this world has made a whole life and made billions upon billions of dollars in putting out there the option and encouraging people to covet, encouraging people to envy and to be jealous of other people. And this world is making billions of dollars off of it. You should look like this. You should be this way. You should have your neighbor's car. Your BMW is not good. It's 3-year-old model. You got to get the new and current model because that's how you're going to be perceived as something good. You know, you got to be a mover and a shaker. You got to do this. This is what you got to do. It's not good enough that you are a size 6. You got to be a size 2. Because that's what it's going to take to get that CEO and to be that arm candy in order for you to live a prosperous life. It is lies from the pit. You are not to covet someone else's business. You are not to covet someone else's opportunities. You are not to covet someone else's mind and their intellect that God gave them. Being jealous of someone else's intelligence or smarts, so you try to make it to where they're stupid. You try to create opportunities where they look dumb or something because you're jealous of them. It is lies from the pit that we are to covet and to be envious of another person, and we are to take and rob. All these commandments go together. It's bad nature. It is nature that is against God. And so it is materialism and covet, covetousness. It's all about everything from the outside, not anything from the inside. It is the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Doting, putting more things on ourselves, creating things that will we look higher than we are, and we want people to extol us, and we want people to dote on us and to envy us and to create in us something like a god. And so all these commandments are giving us wisdom and knowledge that we are not to be according to these things. And it is the way God would have it. And it is for our good. Amen. May you be blessed and have a wonderful weekend. And think about God. Meditate on the things of God. Whatever things are lovely and pure. In Jesus' name, amen.